Hey, Brian and Chrissy, I just heard your podcast. Consider me seduced. Aw, yeah.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Jeff does a year-end, you know, playlist on Spotify. Mm. He can maybe include us
in his SEOs. Your SEOs.
But he does do an end-of-the-year playlist where it's the qualifications are they had to have died that year or put out an album that year.
Okay.
And of course, when she died, I was like, are you going to, you know.
So I'll go jump off the roof and we'll get included into the playlist. She's throwing up on her shoes. She's shitting herself. She beat her pants. You know how it goes. You know, when you're nervous. Yeah. As we got to the place where we agreed to have drinks, she stopped me to explain that she was married.
Oh, no.
Wow.
What?
Yeah. Cha, cha, cha.
Cha, cha is right.
So a little wink will get the job done.
Yeah, I mean, it's a vivacious thing for a woman to do if they, you know, if they're across the room and they kind of look at you and lick their lips.
Oh, my God.
You don't have to show us. It's just, we can use our imagination.
Oh, no.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
That's another episode of The Commercial Break. I am Brian Green. This is my dear friend, Kristen Joy Holdley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. It's not for everyone, but fact, news, or fiction is guaranteed in 15 seconds or less, or your money back. Go to the brand new TCBpodcast.com to collect your earnings. And without further ado, we'd like to start the show.
Woo!
Steve Martin is retiring from acting. I just learned.
He's in that show, too. I love Murders in the Building.
But I think this might be the last season. That's season number two?
It's season number two, yeah.
Yeah, he says.
I guess if he's retiring, it's the last season.
I guess. But, I mean, it's kind of one of those vague retirement announcements. It's like, I'm not going to seek out any movies. I'm not going to do any more television shows. I refuse to go live somewhere else to film a movie. Like, I'm just not going to do that. I'm too old.
Fair enough.
And he says in this.
Plus, he's got a flourishing banjo career.
Well, he's always had a flourishing banjo career, that guy. He's a banjo guy. Does he actually go on tour with the banjo?
Yeah, I think he does. And in fact, I read his autobiography a little while back, and it was very interesting. He started off doing magic.
Yeah, didn't he? He didn't even get famous till he was like 40, didn't he?
It was older.
He was older. See, there's still some hope for us, Chrissy.
Yes, there is.
I was talking to my wife the other day about what she's likes to make this funny joke. You know, I had no idea when I was younger I'd be married to a famous podcaster. And I'm like, define famous. Famous, I think, I mean, we talked about this before on the show. Famous, I think you have to be recognizable by other people besides your own group of friends and family. And I'm not sure that anyone outside of my own friends or family could identify me.
I know. I was showing Jeff our reviews the other day, and he goes, is Brian paying people to say that?
Yeah, sure.
No, I don't think so.
Paying people to say what? Your show sucks?
We're so great.
First of all, no, we don't pay people to leave reviews. Though if we did, we might get more of them.
Yeah.
That might be hey, listen, go make a review. Send me in a receipt. I'll send you $5.
That's where you're going to collect your winnings.
Yeah, that's where you collect your winnings.
Yes.
I don't even know where you would go to buy a review like that.
I don't think you can do it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure that there's, if you can think of it, somebody is out there doing it for you.
True.
But I need somebody, I would need somebody that has a great grasp of the English language. You know what I'm saying? I think on Fiverr you can find somebody to do anything for you. Yeah, I got this like Instagram message the other day.
Yeah.
Sir, I'd like to promote your many podcasts. Your many funny podcasts on my Spotify SEO networks.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I guarantee 10,000.
Is it Henry Fonda?
Yeah. He was like, I guarantee 10,000 plays and many famouses or something like that.
Hey, famous. Make us famous.
Many famouses. They always, someone over there is teaching them to say many a lot because, you know, that's kind of like the word that they use.
Yes.
But I thought to myself, well, here's an interesting proposition. For $50, he's going to put me all over his SEO networks, get me 10,000 Spotify plays. Guaranteed. That's the thing. When someone guarantees something in this industry, you've got to stay away from it because it's just not true. It can't be true. There's no way it can be true.
Except when we guarantee fact news or fiction.
Fact news or fiction, yes. And get your money back because you're not paying anything. So there you go. It's a true statement. So Steve Martin is retiring from acting altogether, or so he is kind of alluding to. Serena Williams has now said she's going to retire.
Yeah, she wants to have another baby.
Yeah, this seems seems like all the people we've grown up with are retiring.
Or dying.
I don't say that. And so I was thinking to myself the other day, like, how much I know. Aww. Yeah, but she had 30-year battle with cancer.
She did.
And I never really, that was not, like, that didn't, it's not that someone passing away is always sad. But it wasn't like I was like, oh, Olivia Newton-John.
I was.
Because Grease, I was like, oh.
I mean, Grease is a favorite of a lot of people, yeah. You know, in the movies.
I do not count myself amongst those people.
And then I remember the Let's Get Physical.
She's the one that I'm on.
Jeff does a year-end, you know, playlist on Spotify. Mm. He can maybe include us.
Yeah, maybe
his
we'll
SEOs
get two
and
plays
get famous
with our SEOs. Your SEOs.
But he does do an end of the year playlist where it's the qualifications are they had to have died that year or put out an album that year.
Okay.
And so, of course, when she died, I was like, "Are you going to put? You know?"
So I'll go jump off the roof, and we'll get included into the playlist.
So I said, "Are you going to include Let's Get Physical of Olivia Newton-John?" He's like, "Absolutely not.
Yeah, no,
I'm doing something different."
Yeah. Would it be possible that as like a hidden, like a
like an Easter egg,
like an Easter egg?
Yeah,
like you know, Jeff they used to do like a minute and a half after the CD ended, the last song would play, and it would just be like dead air, and then all of a sudden, some special song would come. Could he do that for us?
I think so.
Yeah, and then could they like dump an episode of the commercial break in there? We'll put together a special episode for Jeff's.
Yes,
I'll pay someone. I'll pay someone to put together a special episode. Thank you for coming to our many, many happy commercial breaks. it brings up this interesting question when I was thinking about Steve, my buddy Steve Martin. All these people retiring, like, how much running room do you think we actually have on
you
the
and I?
Yeah, on the commercial break. Like, is anybody going to want to hear from us when we're in our mid-50s or mid-60s? Do we have a decade or so? Do we have decades? Or do we just have really a couple of years of views here?
Well, no one knows, Brian.
No, I know no one knows. But I'm just wondering how long we can continue to do this stupid show without getting
I'm going to write it till the wheels fall off.
The wheels fell off the second we started. What are you talking about?
Many, many, many years ago.
Yeah, many ago.
Many, many years.
Well, listen, do us a favor. Get on your SEOs and leave us a review. I love how Jeff only thinks that good things happen if Brian's somehow paying for it.
Well, you did start off with the Billboard campaign.
That's true. I did pay for billboards. Which got us zero reviews.
And then we had a Henry Fonda type guy we were working with for a while.
Well,
it was all in the beginning to try and like.
Well, the Henry Fonda guy just took our money. He didn't actually do anything for us. That was the problem. He kept saying that traffic's going to come.
It's probably my fault because I was like, Brian paid for the billboards.
Yeah, Brian paid for billboards. Brian, and then he bought some time on CastBox. And then Jeff's like, oh, how do you pay to get on the Apple charts? I don't know. Brian did it. I put a billboard right outside one of the executive at Apple's home, his high rise in New York. And it just keeps playing video of Chrissy and I with this flashing white lettering that says, put us on the charts or else. Yeah.
Best to you.
I paid someone with many happy SEOs to keep sending messages to Apple executives. Best to you. Canada charts or else. Oh, I gotta go to a podcast industry event in a couple weeks, and there's gonna be Apple people there, and I bet they're going to be avoiding me like the plague.
Oh, you they're should run be, around yeah. and go seek them out.
I'm going to put a t-shirt together. Number one comedy in Canada. Four mistakes in a row. that's fun. That is fun.
That is
fun. Okay, so we're here in the Love Connection Week, and we're super excited to present to you The Love Connection, the venerable 80s and 90s dating show, the blind date show, where one person would choose one of three of the opposite sex to go on a date with. Now, this is the 80s and 90s, so that's why they're choosing the opposite sex. It wasn't
inclusive.
It wasn't very inclusive. It was a different time back mm-hmm. then. But they choose one of the opposite sex to go out with, or the audience would choose for them. They'd go on a blind date. They'd come back. They'd talk about that date. If they chose to go out together, then Love Connection would pay for one more date. If they did not choose to go out again for another date, then the person who was sitting on the couch would get an opportunity to go out with someone different if the audience chose someone different. That's how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
So this show has had a couple of different iterations. It had the original Chuck Woolery version.
Yes.
And then it had another version in the
90s. What the fuck, Chuck?
What the fuck, Chuck?
Seriously.
He's exactly right.
He got to be a crazy person.
Yeah, he's a crazy old man. Yeah, he's watching too much Newsmax or something, whatever they call that. Is it Newsmax? Yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
News not facts?
Yeah, something like that. But then the second version was in the 90s, was like in 93, 94. Mm-hmm. So the original version ended in 91. Then in 93, 94, they
rebooted.
A production company rebooted it. Looked much different, felt much different. The guy on the couch, the Chuck Woolery type, I can't remember his name now, was a comedian. He was a stand-up comedian.
Okay.
So they made it kind of funny. But that only lasted, that I can tell, for two seasons. And so mm-hmm. it was only about 13 of those episodes. And they're not quite as interesting as the older ones.
Yeah.
Now, then there was a third version recently. Back in 2018 and 19, Andy Cohen,
oh, I love,
from the Bravo network,
mm-hmm.
went on Fox, and he did a very updated version of
okay.
Love Connection.
I didn't even see any of these, I don't think.
I think some of you can find some of them online. And,
okay.
And they're interesting. So the most up-to-date version of this, the one with Andy Cohen, the most recent one, had, I think, one season, maybe two. And one of the contestants on that season one, that first season, wrote in a note as a fan of the show, talking about his experience with Love Connection.
Okay, he was on there.
He was on there. So it's a very short little story, but I think it's interesting, and we'll tell it. It's certainly relevant right now. So hey, Brian and Chrissy, big fan of the show here.
Paid just, sponsor.
Yeah, paid sponsor. Brian paid him. The lights are on. I paid the power company too, Jeff. Anytime something good happens, Jeff's like, why'd you do that? How did I do that? I don't know. How did I do that? I didn't do that. Brian and Chrissy, big fan of the show here. I don't want to give away my name. I'd prefer to stay anonymous if that's okay with you, but I can certainly send some, verify and send some proof that I was on the most recent version of Love Connection with Andy Cohen. I just wanted to send a quick note and explain what happened after my blind date.
Behind the scenes.
I got cast for the Love Connection, and I was on the first season, one of the very first episodes. So maybe you can go figure this out on your own. I went on a date with a young lady who I found very attractive, and there was no doubt that we hit it off right from the beginning. However, after we went on the blind date, which I won't get into here, we had to wait to contact each other as per the show request. However, okay. In the year, at this time in the year 2018, I'm assuming, at this time, it was too easy to communicate with people back and forth and figure out who they were given the social media and internet mm-hmm. presence. While I didn't know anything about her before the date, after we had such a fantastic date, I asked her if she wanted to go on a second date and just not tell the producers. She agreed. And so we exchanged phone numbers, which we were asked not to do.
Ooh.
And we decided to go out the very next week.
Rule breakers.
But I can see this. Like, how in the fuck exactly are you supposed to not contact someone you just had a wonderful date with?
Yeah.
If this had been in the 19, I'm sure this happened in the 1980s too, right? And they just said they didn't contact each other.
Right.
Me and this young lady decided to go out the next weekend, and at the end of the night, we ended up spending the night together.
Ooh. Ah! This is what the love connections are
really. She has a vagina!
People in the audience would do
I know.
The
they
mention
would go
of any
screaming.
Kind of sex.
We decided to spend the night together, and we had a wonderful time. It was one of those once in a every few year relationships where the attraction is palpable.
Mm-hmm. Or the attraction matched the action.
That's correct. The sexual attention was through the roof, and I was super excited to continue to see this girl. However, after the second date when we slept together, she got shy about breaking the rules and told me she would prefer to wait until our appearance in order to continue the relationship.
Okay.
I said yes to this, of course. I felt like maybe she was
just... He's in it
now.
Yeah,
I mean, what is he going to do now?
He's got a taste of things.
He's got a taste of
it. He's going to do anything.
That's right. He's like, I'm waiting. I got it. Yeah. I'm waiting.
Tell me what to do next.
Yeah. A couple of weeks later, we got called. A couple of weeks later was our turn, and we got called to the show. And we went on, and we explained to everybody what a wonderful date we had had. Let me explain that before we had gone to the show, I had tried to do as much research on this person as possible, given I wasn't speaking with her, and I had just had a real connection.
Yeah.
So I tried to dig in, but I could not find much about her on social media. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't find out much about her on social media. We did not have any friends in kind. I guess that means we didn't have any friends
in common.
So the best I could find was a blocked Facebook page with a picture of her and her real name.
Hmm. Well, what her real name? Well, was she not using the real name before?
No, I think what he's trying to say is that he knew that this was her account.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like he was verifying that this was her account. I found her, and that's her real name. This is a first for me. She used her real name. Well, hot dog. It's a day. Remember. So after the show is over and we agree that we'd like to continue to see each other live on the show, we go backstage. She goes into her room. I go into my room. We agree to meet in a few minutes, and we do so to go out for coffee. As we are walking down the street from the studios to find a place to get a beverage, she starts to get really nervous. She's kind of hand-wringing, and she's getting to her physical presence.
She's sweating.
Nervous. Yes, she's sweating. She's throwing up on her shoes. She's shitting herself. Peter pants. You know how it goes. You know, when you're nervous.
Yeah.
As we got to the place where we agreed to have drinks, she stopped me to explain that she was married.
Oh, no.
Wow.
What?
Yeah. Cha, cha, cha.
Cha, cha is right. You're on a dating show and sleep together.
That's right.
Wow.
Yes. Her husband and her thought it would be a good idea to go on the show as a joke. One of her friends had applied, and she never assumed that she would be actually picked for the show. But since they were polyamorous, it was okay. So when she got chosen to be on the show, they decided to go that she would go on the date, and they talked about it.
That's why she was sweating and shitting herself.
That's why she was sweating and shitting herself, because now she realized, because her and her husband had talked about this, and they agreed that they would say something on the date, and that would make this particular segment for the show interesting. However, she had chickened out and decided to carry through with omitting the fact that she had been married. I was blown away, but I really liked this girl. So I decided I decided to go in and have some drinks anyway, figuring the worst
is... Tell me more about this, Molly.
Tell me more about this marriage you're all involved in. What's up with this marriage you got yourself all wrapped up into? So interesting. Do you want to fuck again? Just one more time?
Yes.
Just one more time. since your husband's cool with it. I figured at the very least I would have some drinks and possibly get lucky again, but I also knew that I was in trouble because I actually was liking this girl a lot. She proposed that I come back and meet her husband and be open to the idea of dating while married.
Well,
I didn't particularly like that idea. I felt like
weird.
I felt like it was a recipe for disaster. So I suggested we go back to my place without meeting the husband and give me some time to think about this. She called her husband and we both spoke to him on the phone.
Hey, bro, what's up? Carl?
Hey, dude, what's up? I saw you met my wife. Cool. Cool tits, huh? Yeah. I heard you were from behind and up and down. Heard you got a pretty big schlong, too. I'm all into that. Why don't you tell me a little bit more about it? Hey, do me a favor. You guys videotape later on tonight. Send me a little FaceTime message. Let me know what's going on. Can I watch from the corner? You want to put the phone up in the corner? Cool. Yeah, no. Don't worry about it. Hit it and quit it. I'm all good. It's all cool. My wife's like it's like a little ragdoll. We just pass her around town. You know what I'm saying? Totally no respect for women whatsoever. That's how I convinced her to do polyamory in the first place. I really have my cake and eat it too. I'm dating like six other chicks. She doesn't know either. So I'm on.
I was on Buckhead Shore.
That's right. I'm on Buckhead Shore. I'm going on Bachelor in Paradise next month. I'm doing the rotation. Where do you think I find all this hot tail? All right. Okay. You guys have fun. Love you, honey.
Right.
She agreed to go. Now I'm jumping ahead here. So now they're on the phone with the husband. This was the most uncomfortable conversation I had ever had in my entire life, as the guy was trying to convince me it was cool. Do what I wanted with his wife. We were also on speakerphone in the middle of a bar. And I was sure that while it was daytime, the people around us could hear what was going on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They were like, listen to that. Yep. Call.
All right. So we go back to my house, we go back to my place, and we start to get frisky. Even though I'm feeling way uncomfortable with the situation, I'm now a little bit lubricated, and I really don't give a shit. I'm just interested in this particular moment. Until.
Live the day.
Until. Dot, dot, dot. She asks if I would mind if she took some photographs to send to her husband. When I say photographs, I'm not talking about photographs of us having sex. I'm talking about photographs of us together in the same frame, kissing, hugging, that type of stuff. Relationship type photographs. It is at this moment that I pulled.
Selfie.
Yeah. It is at this point that I pulled my head directly out of my ass and decided this wasn't worth it.
Yeah.
I didn't want some other dude having pictures of me with his wife. Who knows what could happen this day and age. So I told her politely that I was not comfortable with the situation and I felt it was best that we just give it a rest for right now and give me some time to think about it. I never spoke to her again.
Yeah.
But I thought that I'd tell you my little funny love connection.
Wow.
Story.
That's quite go. The story.
Yeah, wow. Okay. Yeah. There you go. And to the best of my abilities, I did verify that this guy had actually been on Love Connection, because I'll just explain that he just sent me some like verifying identification.
Okay.
Of course, I'm not going to share that here, you know, until for another like 10 episodes. So stay tuned. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's going to be our Instagram post.
Yeah, he'll tune out pretty soon. Everybody does. Yeah. That's going to be our first Instagram post. Back to Instagram. Here's Johnny. Yeah. Here's Katie.
ID. Yeah.
She's married. Here's the social security number. Check him out. Check him out on the IRS website.
Wow.
Yeah. So not all is as it seems on these reality shows. I do have to say that. I mean, we've been talking about this, but you know, who knew?
Who knew
that shenanigans would be going
on? She did.
That's right. She did. That's right. I mean, she did. She knew she was married the whole time.
Yeah.
Tricked all those producers. Mm-hmm. You don't think that the producers would do a little bit of fucking homework? Do you think the producers would do a little bit of
fucking homework?
Probably
not as much as we do.
But I mean, don't you think they have
We need content. Yeah. We need content.
Send us literally anything.
Yes.
We'll pay for your content. Jeff's cutting checks. you'd think that they'd have to do like some kind of search, right?
Yeah.
Are you married? Are you, it's something just for the safety of everybody involved.
Yes.
Just make sure that you can. But I mean, I guess, yeah, okay. Maybe they're just married, like, in the proverbial sense, like, not in the legal sense.
Maybe
they just live together, you know, like, who knows? Who knows all the details of it?
They were married under the moon one night.
But I thought that was very interesting. Yeah, I don't know. Hey, all you podcast players. It's time for a short commercial break inside of the commercial break. Chrissy and I realize you have a lot of options when it comes to comedy podcasts, and we're ever grateful that you decided to spend this time with us. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, or content ideas, please send them along. Go to the website, tcbpodcast.com, and hit the Contact Us button. And while you're there, you can listen to any of the audio or watch any of the video that we have ever done. You can also reach us on the TCB hotline, 661-237-8296. That's 661, the word best, the number 2, yo. And just to make it absolutely clear, that is not a spam text message line. We actually respond directly ourselves. If you want to see our smiling faces on video, you can watch the full episodes at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Follow us on Instagram at thecommercialbreak and do us a favor. Leave us a review on your favorite podcast player. Also, we know that commercials can seem like irritations. It's just one of the ways that we pay the bills around here. So if you're ever in the market for any of our sponsors, products, or services, please do use the specialized URLs and or codes that we provide during those commercial breaks so that our sponsors know we're doing a good job. We feel like we have the best listeners in all the podcast universe. You're family to us. Thank you for taking the time to listen, and we'll be back after these messages to this episode of The Commercial Break. This episode is sponsored in part by our good friends at Mint Mobile. And yes, that includes Ryan Reynolds. He's a good friend of the show. I know he listens. My in-laws come in every summer and every holiday. And every summer and every holiday, we have the same issue. They would pay an arm and a leg to use their international SIM cards here inside the United States. That was until our good friends at Mint Mobile hooked us up with a $15 a month plan that they can use with any existing unlocked phone. Mint Mobile offers premium wireless service at just $15 a month. And the reason they can do this is because they're an online-only service. No expensive retail stores or pushy salespeople trying to sell you products you'll never need. Mint Mobile gives you the best rate whether you're buying for one or you're buying for an entire family. All plans come with unlimited talk and text plus high-speed data that's delivered on one of the nation's largest 5G networks. Let me repeat that. All plans, including the $15 one, come with unlimited talk, text, and data. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your front door for free, go to mintmobile.com/TCB. That's mintmobile.com/TCB. Cut your wireless bill to just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TCB. Thanks, Mint Mobile, for becoming a sponsor of The Commercial Break. And so without further ado, Chrissy, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do, like to do. I was trolling on the internet. I found many, many Love Connection episodes. And I'd like to present one to you now.
Okay.
This is one of the weirdest human beings I've ever seen on Love Connection. And I'm going to give it
okay.
to you. I'm going to give it to you. Here it goes.
Welcome to Love Connection, where old-fashioned romance meets modern-day technology.
Modern day technology.
Look at that woman laughing.
I know. Chuck's like, oh my God. You can go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak to tune on in. This modern day technology, I guess, means moving pictures, color TV technology. I'm not sure.
You hear all the intimate details of a first date. And now, here's the host of Love Connection, Chuck Woolery.
You know, you look at that set that they're on, and they probably built that set for like $25,000. It's like some cheapy-ass set.
Yeah, it's got hearts.
And they must have made millions and millions and millions of dollars on this show.
Oh, yeah.
They were doing hundreds of these a year. Yeah.
Welcome in the back. Welcome. Nice to have you on. Let's get started by meeting our first guest. Now, he's converted his car to look like the Batmobile. Thinks his social life would improve if he were in a rock.
Nothing gets women wet like the car that's converted to look like the Batmobile, guys. Just share that
and
with
he's a
you.
Billing clerk.
He is a billing clerk. And look at that hair.
That mullet.
That hair.
Whoa.
It's perm on top and party on the bottom.
Yeah, it's everything.
And he thinks that the sexiest thing a woman could do is wink at him.
Please welcome Chris.
He just winked at the camera with his tongue out.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I just bought this suit at JCPenney last night. How do you think, Chuck?
He's got some
good
shoulder pads.
Yeah, he does.
So a little wink will get the job done.
Yeah, I mean, it's a vivacious thing for a woman to do if they, you know, if they're across the room and they kind of look at you and lick their lips.
Oh, my God.
You don't have to show us. It's just we can use our imagination. He's like...
And what girl's doing that to him from across the room?
And who licks their lips across the room and winks? My mom gave me like the four signs of flirting from a woman, right? And one is smiling or giggling while they talk to you, right? Playing with their hair while they're looking at you, touching you, right? And then licking their lips. That was the fourth sign of flirting.
Kind of stimulates you, and something, it's not like they're being too foolish.
So it's not just winking, it's licking their lips as well.
That has to go with it.
Did you say it's not like they're being too forward? That's pretty forward.
That's pretty forward, and you lick your lips. It kind of stimulates you.
Wink.
Where exactly does it stimulate you, Chris? I'm nervous for you, bud.
Would it be confusing if she happened to be out of chapstick or something? I mean...
I'm not really looking at the chapstick. I'm more looking at the expression and the...
I'm never looking at the chapstick. This guy's lost already. He has no idea what's going on.
Tell me about your car.
Well, I have a 70 Catalina convertible, and I redone it like the Batmobile. I painted it black and put these big bat signs on it and and wings and things like that. And it's a good attention getter. I mean, when you're driving
I bet it is. Here he comes with his Batmobile again.
Here comes that guy. He's a billing clerk.
Yeah, he's a billing clerk. Keeps on sticking his tongue out at me. His lips are really dry. Yeah. Just drives down the street slowly in the Batmobile. Making weird noises with his tongue.
For you.
Yeah, it definitely. I mean, it gets a lot of eyes, put it that way.
Let's take a look and show you the women that Chris had to choose from. Don't forget, you're going to pick the woman that you think's best for him. Here we go. First, Angela. She just returned from spending 6 years in Germany. She said that
6 years in jail.
Or in space. I thought he was going to say just returned from 6 years in space.
She didn't like the men there because they were too shy to approach her. She thinks that American men have a different problem. They're too arrogant. And here's why that's bad.
If a guy is good looking and he knows it, then that's fine. But when they start flaunting it, bragging about it, thinking...
look at my body! Right.
You can get any woman. They deserve the best. That's what really gets me mad.
Okay. Next, Diane, her biggest complaint was...
Chuck. Okay.
Okay. Bitch. What do you want?
Men is that they don't want one woman. They want them all. She says that men's biggest complaint about her is that she bites her fingernails. And she told us about a man who tried to cure her of that habit.
I met him once when I was out in New York, and we corresponded for about 6 months on the phone. And I stopped biting my nails because he was so obsessed with it. And I was doing really good, and he was like, every time he calls, how's your nails, you know. So then when he does,
wow, sounds like a start of a great relationship.
6 months. Yeah,
6 months, and he's asking you about your nails.
How's your nails?
How's your nails? How's your bank account? Can I see your phone records? I mean, come on, that's just creepy.
Yeah.
That you become a little bit more self-conscious. So we haven't spoken for about 3 months, so I've started biting again.
Got those babies chewed down to the nubs, too. Finally, Kathy, she can't stand a man with dirty fingernails or a hairy back. Gee,
man, hey. Well, Chris is out on this one. I can already tell you that much. I haven't even seen his back. And I know that hair, that rat tail that he's got going on.
Yeah.
Extends all the way down his back. I'm sure of it.
Mm-hmm. I was family oriented, and she says that she wants her marriage to be just like her mom's.
Not her dad's. Just her mom's.
Just her mom's.
This is my dream, is to be just like my mom. My mom worked 40 hours a week, came home, cooked dinner, had children, clean house on weekends. I want to pamper my husband. I want to pamper my mate.
Why do I have a suspicion this is the woman Chris is going to choose?
And you probably did know she was also a nominee for the Supreme Court. Okay, those are the three women that Chris...
We like making fun of women.
Jeez.
Yeah,
Chuck.
I know. This is a reflection of such a different time.
Yeah.
And now it's so cringeworthy.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it was then, too, and it just was acceptable.
For women.
I'm sure. Yeah. But, you know, that's the thing, too, is that it's almost like a lot of these comments are like laughed off or, you know, you watch some of the women who have stronger personalities on this show and Chuck and his sly little comments and just kind of the way that the men are always deferred to, like they're all the audience will clap and laugh at the men and, you know,
boo the women.
It's not even about booing. It's just like, you know, a woman is like, he didn't have anything planned for the date. Come on. What do you want him to do? What do you want him to do? He's been
working all day.
He's been working all day. Look at his fingers, down to the nubs.
To choose from, time for you to vote. Who do you think would be the best woman for him? Make your choice now, please. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll meet the woman that Chris selected. Hear everything that happened on there.
We'll be right back. That's got to be one of the most iconic songs in game show history, right?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Back, who'd you pick?
Angela.
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 He went for the blonde.
He went for the blonde. They always go for the blonde, Chrissy.
Who's been in Germany for 6 years.
But the guys are
she's
too
shy. She's only 24. And she's a secretary. So. I know.
Something's not adding up. She looks like she's 38.
I always hear both sides. Hello to Angela Johnson. Hi, Angela. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Just make yourself at home back there, and Chris will start us off.
Well, I went to pick her up, and she wasn't exactly what I pictured her to be in the video. I mean, she looked cute in the video, and then when she came into play, she was nice and everything, but she just kind of, her hair was turning white as the date went on. It was just getting whiter and whiter.
Why?
Chris.
What?
How do I have a feeling this is the first woman you've been within 10 feet of in the last 12 years?
Yeah, and what, did he come pick her up in the Batmobile?
You have a permed mullet. It's literally permed. Right. And when you pick a woman up in the Batmobile, you should be counting your blessings that a woman has ever agreed to get in the Batmobile.
Exactly.
Right? Am I right?
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, and now he's
making fun of her hair?
Yeah, he's judgmental.
He is.
This is the prettiest. This girl's pretty.
She really is.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's just kind of big
Maybe
around the thighs.
Was all aging.
Big around the thighs.
Wow. Chris. I'm looking this guy up. Yeah. What the fuck, Chris?
Possibly. Well, how do you look to you, Angela?
Well, when I got down to the door, he was very thin, very, very thin. And his hair was kind of straggly. He had this, like, a 70s type button up shirt, which really turned me off. It did. The shirt was definitely 70s. Yeah.
Well, we're off to a good start here. So now what do you do?
Well, I asked her for directions. I said, if you want to go to these places, get me some good directions. So she wound up getting cockamamie directions. We didn't know where we were. We got off of the exit.
Cockamamie directions?
Cockamamie, let me tell you.
No.
Cockamamie. It's called cockamamie. Yeah, it's not cockamamie, first of all. Second of all, what are you doing, Chris?
If you want to go to these places, you better give me some
directions.
You better give me some directions.
You think this Batmobile Girl. Drives itself? You think I got some kind of special machine in here? Here's the thing. If you're going to go out on a date with a young lady or a young man or whatever your preference is, he, him, they, them, whatever your preference is.
That's right.
If you're going on a date and you're the one asking to go on the date, I would like to ask you, Chrissy, to go on a date with me.
You plan it.
You plan it. And that includes finding directions to where you're going to go.
Yes.
Now, it's a lot easier this day because you just pop it in your GPS machine. But even then... You have to get your
own.
You get a fucking map. Everybody had a map back then. I remember my dad had maps everywhere.
Yes.
They were good. They were good directions. He just couldn't follow
them. Got those cockamamie directions for me, I did, huh? Yeah. Well, now, what do you remember about trying to get to these places?
Well, I had good directions. When we got
What
off
are
the freeway,
these places?
I told
them. Where exactly are they going? These places. How many places are you going to go? And why are these places so hard to find? You need to go to that one restaurant we reviewed one time. It's right off of I-7. Plenty of parking.
To turn a certain way, but no, he had to follow his own way of where he thought it was going to be. Yeah. So he had to ask directions to it.
Okay. So you get to where, the first place?
Well, we get to a little restaurant. It was more like a roach coach. I mean, it was somewhere...
No, it was not.
I would never go to
this
place.
Well, she said it wasn't. Now, was it or wasn't?
It was... It's really nice.
Now, was it or wasn't?
Wasn't it or was it? We're going to settle this right now.
Roach coach.
I hear call into order this session of Love Connection.
Is it? Was it or wasn't
court.
It?
Yeah. What, is it or isn't it? Which one is true? She goes, it's a really nice place. It's a buffet. Listen to her.
Oh, no.
Listen.
Was it or wasn't?
What? It was. It's really nice. It's a buffet, which he complained about. Oh. He didn't like the buffet style.
Well, nothing says nice like buffet. No. Yeah. Come on, Angela.
Yeah.
I agree with Chris on this one. Yeah.
Yeah. Did he drive that Batmobile that he's got, by the way?
No, he had a van to match his shirt. It was a 70s type van.
A van?
Actually, it looked like he lived
that
in
it. Like pulled up in the mystery
van.
Machine.
Yeah.
From Scooby-Doo.
From Scooby-Doo. Or the Predator mobile from
any Netflix Silence serial killer.
Yes. Silence of the Lambs. She said she thinks he was living in it.
Oh.
So you figure he just went down to, you know, Cars or Us and said, yeah, that one, that looks good.
Definitely,
sure.
Definitely. That's exactly what it looked like.
Okay. So where are you now? You're at this roach coach, according to you.
We're in a roach coach.
And
I mean,
she
the
says
food,
it's nice.
The food was horrible. I mean, it was...
Now, was the food bad for you, too?
Oh, I enjoyed
Chuck. Chuck, shut up. Chuck is so bad at this job. He's like, well, he says the food sucked. Was it bad for you, too? We don't care about that. Dig into whether or not he's living in the van. Yes. That's what we want to know.
No.
So, Chris, are you or aren't you living in the van? She thinks you're living
in
the van.
You say you're not.
Yeah.
I love buffets.
So it's a buffet and you didn't like it.
It wasn't what I would call a buffet. It was like spinach. There was like four different types of food. I mean, she barely ate anything. She had a couple little mushrooms and something else. I don't know what it was, but I'm thinking, am I spending a ton of money for this? And then she's eating a few mushrooms for the whole...
What kind of mushrooms were they?
One. Yeah, that's true. It depends on what kind of mushrooms they were. How much cocaine did you two consume before you got to the buffet is the question.
Now, what do you do after that?
Well,
she's loaded down with mushrooms, and where you go?
Then we decided to blow out of that place because I didn't like it. And we decided to go on. She wanted to go to a glass-bottom boat. So we go down to the harbor, and I find out that there is no glass-bottom boats. They're just regular harbor boats.
Yeah, the harbor over here is nothing to see. You can't see.
Right. You're telling me.
Stick your finger under the water and wonder what happened to it. It's pretty dirty.
She didn't even want to actually go out for that long because she was afraid of getting seasick. Now, she picked this date, mind you, and I'm thinking, why are we even here if you're worried about being seasick?
Well, now, here, yeah, this is a good...
But why is she picking the date? That's a great question. Did you or did you not get seasick? He says you got seasick. Did you get seasick?
Glass-bottom boat.
He says there's a glass-bottom boat. You say there's not. Which one of you is right?
Question, actually, Angela, and since you asked it, I'd like to know, why you planned all of this and you're not really into it? What's going on?
Well,
you're loaded with mushrooms. There's no glass-bottom boat.
I got mushroom belly. I got bad gas. I don't want to go out in the ocean for that long. I'm riding in the back...
Man.
Of the assault mobile. What do you want me to do here, Chuck? That buffet is my favorite restaurant, by the way. They make four types of food. You get as much as you want.
He had an idea of doing was totally ridiculous, in my opinion.
Well, what was that?
He just wanted to have a little lunch and then go window shopping, which was kind of not my style. So right. I asked him if he
wanted
to
lunch and
window shopping. Chris.
Is he like the grandma of the date here?
Yeah, Chris, have you ever been with a woman before? Including a mother? Like, I mean, did you ever hang out with your mom or grandma? Window shopping is not a sport for first dates. Window shopping is when you've been married for 3 years.
Or 20.
Yeah, and you're running a, you know, things are a little tight around the belt, so you're going to go look at windows.
And have lunch.
And have lunch. Lunch?
Get a cucumber sandwich and walk along the square.
It's the most unsexy meal of the day is lunch.
Yes.
have brunch or breakfast even. Yes. Cool. Yeah, that's something different. I like that. Yeah, mimosas, and we'll have some pancakes.
Right.
I'll eat, you know, pour some whipped cream on your boobs. I mean, I don't know, something like that. Dinner can slide into anything. Right. Lunch, there's not much to do after that. It's like, yeah, well.
I'll have the chicken Caesar.
That was a great BLT, so I guess I'll talk to you later.
Let's go walk around the window shop.
Hey, there's a Target right down the street. They don't have windows, but we could pretend. We'll look in the sliding glass doors. We'll see what they got on sale.
This, and he said, sure.
And you didn't enjoy it, though?
With different company, maybe.
Yeah. Well, let me cut ask
right
you
this. To the heart.
By this time, had you wished that you'd had a little lunch and gone window shopping?
Yeah, because then I would have been able to get out of there a lot quicker.
Yeah. No. Oh.
See, you might have been thinking the same thing, just in case, and you can always...
I was actually thinking I was going to get laid at that point. I was like, well, the date sucks, but at least I'm with a woman.
And the company.
I did go to the bathroom, and I plan on bailing out of the date, but I kind of stuck with her.
Oh, wow. That's kind of ballsy for a guy with bad teeth and hair. Horrible hair.
And a Batmobile. Yeah,
and a Batmobile.
And a van.
That he lives in.
Now let's take a look and see who the audience picked for you. Maybe they know something.
No, they don't, Chuck.
They thought Angela was dandy, 36%.
That sucks, yeah. Now, there's not going to be another woman that's going to get subjected to Chris's terror.
Guess you want to talk about this.
Angela, sorry we didn't make a love connection for you. Thanks for coming on the show.
Had fun.
Maybe we'll see you again.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, good luck to you. And Chris, we tried.
Yeah.
Thanks again.
Somebody out there for me.
Yeah. We're going to come back with another couple and try again.
There's somebody out there for me. You mind if I go on another date just in case? I know it's not in the rules, but... I got the van parked outside. Right. And I got
van will travel.
I got a couple hours to kill. Yeah. What do you think? Is there anyone in the audience who would like to go have lunch and do some window shopping?
Window shopping and lunch.
Another fantastic episode of The Love Connection. I'd like to thank our dear friend, you know your name, for writing in about your Love Connection story. If you've got a story to tell us, go to the brand new TCBpodcast.com. Oh, I'm sorry. I actually turned down my microphone way down there. Did you notice that?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Wow, that was interesting. I think I've had it down for like the last half hour.
Are you sure it wasn't your headphones?
No. It was my microphone. Okay. Well, let's hope it gets fixed in post-production, or that's another hour of our life wasted. I think I can fix it. I hope I can fix it.
It didn't sound very low.
It didn't?
No.
Oh, interesting. Huh. Well, what do you think out there?
He says
it's low. She says it's not. What do you think? TCBpodcast.com. That's where you go. You find out more information about Chrissy and I. Read all the show notes. All of the sponsors who specialize URLs and codes are right there on the website. And you can contact us if you have questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas. Or do you have a story to tell us? Send it in through the website or at 661-237-8296. That's 661, the word best, to the number 2, YOYO. Go ahead, text us. Or if you're frisky, you can leave us a voicemail message. And we probably will use your voice in a future episode of The Commercial Break. At The Commercial Break on Instagram, youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Thanks so much to all of you who have been leaving kind reviews and messages.
Yes.
We just keep them coming. And I'll send you the money.
Eventually. Just,
yeah. All of you who I've paid to send those reviews, send some more and hit me up on my Amex. Don't worry about it. I got you covered. You know, good things can happen to us too, Jeff.
That's right, Jeff.
You're not the only one.
That's right,
yeah.
Jeff.
Yeah. Your little concert. Did you pay people to show up and play your concert? I think you did, my friend. I think you did.
He loves us, and he's very happy.
No, I know. Of course he is. I'm just busting his balls. It's his turn. I get to bust his balls today. All right. That's all I think I can do for today.
I think so, Brian.
Chrissy and I are out of the studio officially when you're hearing this, but we'll be back with fresh episodes in just 2 weeks, so stay tuned. I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, we always say, we do say, we must say.
Bye. Bye.